Also was sie hier sagt, ist zum Beispiel, man würde auch nicht anordnen, dass es kein Insulin mehr gäbe für die Menschen, weil dann würden Menschen sterben. Also wird es nach wie vor angeboten, ist erhältlich für all jene, die es brauchen. Warum macht man jetzt das bei Ivermectin, dass man es wegnimmt den Menschen, obwohl belegt ist, eine Riesenstudie, dass es alle geheilt hat und dass es nicht mal zu einem Krankheitsverlauf kam, sobald die Menschen Ivermectin schon hatten. Aber man hat es weggenommen, man hat es den Menschen weggenommen. Warum? Damit sie eben, ja, was auch immer, erkranken oder dran versterben oder, ja, was man auch immer damit bezweckt hat.
Don't tell me you're jamming up the hospitals, but you're not allowing us to get ivermectin. So there's a big, big problem going on here. And we can argue about who's doing it, but there's a problem. And one of the ways to deal with it is make it over the counter like it is in Uganda. I mean,
Right.
really,
Or
why should we be
Mexico.
less free than Uganda or Mexico or Italy? Even I mean, now, I don't know about Italy now, but in the years past when I was in Italy, you could go and get things at the over-the-counter antibiotics, etc. I know in Africa, because I have patients from Senegal and Nigeria and these places, and they can walk in and get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and it's the WHO, the World Health Organization, has labeled ivermectin on the list of essential drugs. It has cured and prevented blindness and
Wow.
dysentery and all sorts of from parasites, all sorts of inability to absorb your nutrients, malnutrition. It's improved the lives of humans all over the globe immensely. It's a miracle drug, and it's been labeled that in the medical literature, and yet we have this squeeze play going on. And it's not.
Also sie beschreibt hier nochmal oder sagt hier nochmal, dass das nicht erlaubt wird, Ivermectin. In jedem anderen Land bekommt man das überall. Afrika, wo auch immer, hat da genügend Ärzte vor Ort. Es ist überhaupt kein Problem. Warum wird es nicht erlaubt? Warum wird es nicht zugelassen? Es ist ein Wundermittel. Es heilt ja nicht nur Erkältungskrankheiten und grippale Infekte, sondern auch eben alles andere und verbessert das Leben der Menschen dramatisch.
Just in my state. But as I point out to people, it isn't even just about those drugs. If they were just worried about off-label drugs, which, by the way, every doctor prescribes off-label drugs every day. If you're in practice, you're doing it. Because, it's like radiologists who give out, I can't remember the drug, but they use a drug to prevent you from being allergic to the contrast material they use, okay? If you have a history, they do all sorts of stuff. We all do. I'm a spine surgeon. I used pedicle screws. I was there when Wiltse helped invent pedicle screws in 1986. I worked with him from 1986 until 2016, and we still use them. But in 26, it didn't get FDA approved for the what use we were using them for until 2016. So for 30 years, we used them off label.
Oh, wow.
That's
Also jetzt erklärt, dass eben Ivermectin wurde immer schon verwendet. Also seit 1986 bis 2016 arbeiten sie schon immer damit, ohne dass es irgendwelche Probleme damit gab oder dass man das irgendwo erst anmelden oder vielleicht sogar auf Rezept. Es war immer frei erhältlich.
Hast du auch den Chat gelesen gerade?
Ja, genau, habe ich gerade gelesen
Das passt
hier.
gerade zum
Unser
Thema
Gast
von
John, ja.
John.
Wo man Ivermectin erhält, vielleicht schickt er uns da noch einen Link. Maybe yes, John, you can send us the link.
Also
If it's
Jamie hat
okay, we can share
das
it.
Ivermectin in Indien bestellt und
Ja.
wie er versucht hat, das zu zahlen, hat ihm seine Bank die Zahlung blockiert.
Genau, also er konnte da nur mit Bitcoin, wenn ich das richtig gelesen habe,
Ja,
bezahlen oder irgendwas,
okay, ja, genau.
BTC. Aber er selber konnte damit nicht bezahlen, genau,
Okay.
mit seiner Karte.
Okay, machen wir weiter.
The way it is. And so for them to be concerned about this right now is nonsense. So I think, but it's not just about the drugs. It's about not wanting to treat COVID. So in Ohio, I found out that they don't want you to use doxycycline or azithromycin. You're in trouble for prescribing drugs that we use for acne, for the love of God. I mean, really? And I said that to a doctor in Ohio. I said, they're not going to let you treat acne. And he essentially said, no, because they're afraid you're treating COVID.
Well, the policy of these medical boards, do they want people to die? Do they want you to go into the put the ventilator on people, give right. them Jessivir, and then kill them? So the hospitals make money. What is their policy? Do they want to help people or not?
What can we conclude from this?
Yeah, that's the only thing you can do. It's genocide.
You know, what happened in a patient in New York that a friend of mine took care of. He had walking pneumonia, had gotten outpatient pneumonia, right. needed Augmentin. He goes into the pharmacy to get Augmentin. And the pharmacist says, what are you being treated for with this? And the patient says, pneumonia. And he said, I'm not giving you this drug because you might be being treated for COVID.
Oh, man.
What? You see what I'm saying? It's not sure. about a drug. It's about they don't want you to be treated for COVID. Sure. And so they couldn't silence all the doctors, but they've gotten the pharmacists now to roll over. And that's a dangerous thing for everybody. And we need right. to, they need to get some, you know, some.
Also was sie sagt, die wollen wirklich nicht, dass man, dass diese Covid, also ist für mich ist der kapitale Effekt Covid, dass das behandelt wird. Und da tun sie alles dafür, dass eben man nicht an dieses Ivermectin herankommt, weil es eben so erfolgreich ist und so effektiv ist. Und sie hat jetzt einen Fall erzählt von einer Patient oder von der Frau, die wurde, ich weiß gar nicht, ich habe es gar nicht richtig verstanden, was sie hatte. Also sie hatte nur eine Krankheit, brauchte das dafür. Und da hat man ihr gesagt, eine Apotheke wollten wissen, warum. Warum wollen sie Ivermectin? Ich kann ihnen das nicht geben, denn es könnte auch sein, sie wollten damit Covid behandeln und das geht nicht. Also es ist schon ziemlich
schräg. Schräg.
Fine here and not.
Right. I let me look at the timelines. You've got big pharma on the other side pushing for this crap.
And, oh yeah,
yeah. You know,
and we've known them. About them for a long time, but this has reached a level of evil that I think even we did not anticipate. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Really, it has really reached a level of evil because, and let me tell you too, is that besides universities having money involved from NIH and things, right. you know, by and I can't prove this number, but I read it somewhere before that $800 billion passed Fauci's desk over the 40 years of him at the NIAID of the NIH.
Yeah.
And that he farmed that out to various people. And that's the control mechanism is you don't get your NIH money if you don't speak for things like remdesivir. But but there's also the issue of those university hospitals owning patents. Okay.
Oh,
and
let
me tell you, I found some ugly stuff about that. I followed, mm-hmm. I kind of list, I listened to David Martin down at Red Pill in Louisiana, where I was also speaking and he was speaking and mm-hmm. I watched his lecture and I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I'm sorry. I missed him, but he was running out when I was running in, but the point being is that it's interesting. The universities are not that many universities in America that showed up on his list, but a couple very close did to me. And I think that when you see what the patents are for, you say, wow, maybe this is why they don't want you to know about these treatments.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
But there's something, you know, so I'm saying this privately to your group because I'm, I'll just say I'm not suicidal. Neither was John McAfee or Jeffrey Epstein. You know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Sure.
Was hat sie da gesagt?
Privately, she's saying it to our crew. Nicely. I really hope she's safe. Was sie jetzt angesprochen hat, ist das Thema, dass eben viele einfach mit Geld erpresst werden und sie das eben auch beobachten kann an Universitäten zum Beispiel, dass es da bestimmte Wege aufzeigt, dass die eben Gelder bekommen, um eben in einer bestimmten Art und Weise zu handeln. Und das ist nicht nur eben dort so, es ist eben auch im Bereich Pharmaindustrie, dann dieses Verschreiben zum Beispiel von so einem Medikament, das soll eben nicht mehr passieren. Du kriegst eben dann nur das Geld von mir, wenn du eben das Medikament nicht mehr verkaufst. So auf die Art und Weise. Ja, das hat sie jetzt hier mal angesprochen. Mhm. Okay.
Sure.
Because it is. The big boys at pharma play tough.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago, year before last, those five African presidents suddenly were all died or killed very quickly after they all stood up and said, we're not going to allow your vaccines into our countries. And then they all died one by one, all within a month. All within a month. That wasn't coincidental.
They almost got a sixth one, but he survived.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. It's, yeah, that's that. But people, but you know, and it's like, don't call me a conspiracy theorist. Just call me the bitch that was right all these months. You know, that was a meme that came out, something like some woman had.
Well,
I mean, you know, that's the problem, yeah, is that, yeah, it's really easy to dismiss this stuff as conspiracy theory. But let's just point out what's really going on here is very well documented.
Yeah, if
you detail it. Some of it isn't. Like, I can't prove what's squeezing the pharmacists in my state, but something is.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
just like people dealing with the mob. You know that there's something not right.
Yeah, it is. It is like a mafia, basically.
Although, as a former, you know, and I'm still at the heart a libertarian, but you know, not the party member, but the libertarian. There was a famous speech that became a famous speech on the internet. It was a woman up at, I think, Porcupine Fest, and she had the 10 reasons you'd rather be run by the mob than the federal government. And and it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it is true that when the mob is cheaper, paying them extortion is cheaper than paying taxes. And when they say they have honor. When they say they're going to do something, they do it. Unlike the federal government that lies to you continually and then changes the rules all the time. And my favorite at the end of it, and at the end of the day, they're better dressers and they're better eye candy than the federal government people.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay.
Ja, sie hat noch mal kurz angesprochen, dass sie es eben sehr merkwürdig findet, was passiert, vor allem dort, wo sie lebt, dass die ganzen Apotheken zum Beispiel dieses Ivermectin nicht mehr rausrücken und dass irgendwas im Hintergrund laufen muss und sie natürlich trotzdem auch ein bisschen, ja, sie hat schon mal angemerkt, Selbstmord würde sie nie begehen, also wenn was ist mit ihr, dann sicherlich nicht auf diesem Wege. Und sie spricht eben einfach solche Dinge an, wo sie weiß, dass da eben mehr dahinter ist.
Mm-hmm. Think John Gotti, you know, the Teflon Don. So.
Well, I don't want to offend you, but I did find the pictures I told you about earlier, and I can show them to you, my audience. These are the lies in the media are that these shots are quote safe and effective, and anything that happens is very rare. Okay, well, out of India, after they've taken the shots there, I think it was Pfizer. Here's a frog human hybrid. It's got a frog head, a little bit of hair on top. I know it's gross, but that's what it was.
Yeah.
And that's one. Okay. That's just one example. I've got another example here of a,
And you know, one data point does not truth make, but you, as the lawyers talk about, you need to look at the preponderance of evidence.
Right.
And for example, those pictures that we talked about months ago, that turned out to be in the Turkish doctors. I mean, right, they were Turkish doctors, but it wasn't this vaccine they were showing you. What they were showing us was previous attempts using these types of agents as genetic therapies.
Oh, I
in
see.
Pregnant women. But I nonetheless, see. That the point is made that
right.
Here it is in pregnant women. They took these genetic therapies and they had very abnormal babies.
Here's a reptilian human hybrid. You have to study it for a minute to see what it's there, but it's anyway. And then there's also here's a baby with 8 arms and legs.
Right. And that's the things that looks like one of the ones the Turkish guys were talking about. Yeah.
Right. Right. The same thing.
And so they were legit. They weren't, like I say, they weren't talking about this vaccine per se, but they were talking about this type of agent.
Right. Right. Here's a baby born without pupils. These were from Pfizer shots, by the way. Right there.
Yeah, that one, the mother said it was from this vaccine. Yeah,
right,
I remember seeing that.
Right.
That was a live video. You could see the baby moving and everything.
Right, right. And there's a bunch of pictures of that. I'm not going to spend too much time on it because they do look creepy. Here's another one. Their son at 2 weeks has already got his head up walking and talking, and his eyes are jet black. There's no pupils there. Now, from a spiritual point of view, if you don't have any pupils, there's no soul, there's no compassion, you don't have a chakra system, you have no tie into God, you're basically a biological robot. But from what I've been told is that they have mixed, Pfizer's mixed alien DNA from the Greys and the Reptilians into human DNA to create a new species that's not totally human on this planet. Very intelligent to take over the rest of human race and transform us into some sort of transhuman weird.
They've been talking about this, you know, quite frankly, again, everybody that wants to say that's just crazy talk, just look at what they've been saying for a long time and look at what Kurzweil is saying. I mean, Kurzweil says by 2050, there won't be humans left except on reservations. It'll all be, we'll all be AI Borg-like things.
Right.
He's saying that, and he's been right about his predictions up to now. I hate to say it. Mm-hmm. Kurzweil's a creepy guy. So I think there's some truth to that. And I looking at the technology of this, these so-called vaccines that aren't vaccines, they are viral-based genetic therapies. That's their technical term from the FDA.
Right.
And every day that goes by, there's more scientific papers. First, it was MIT said, no, these we can show you in vitro, not necessarily in vivo, meaning in the human body, but we can show you in vitro, in human cells, that this stuff gets into the nucleus.
Right.
And now where was the next one that just came out? I can't remember where it was. I want to say it was Japan, but it was someplace. I just read the article. I can find it where they showed that not just did some of it get into the nucleus, but over 60% of the spike protein got into the nucleus.
They are changing us permanently.
Right. And,
okay.
Das war jetzt also ein dunkles mal, Kapitel.
Wir haben jetzt gerade noch ein paar Bilder gesehen von den Babys, dessen Eltern oder Mütter während der Schwangerschaft oder vor der kurz vor der Schwangerschaft geimpft wurden. Und das hatten wir schon mal, diese mit diesen schwarzen Augen und viele Arme und Mutationen. Die Bilder hatten wir schon mal gezeigt. Und auffällig sind die schwarzen Augen ohne Pupillen, was Zeichen dafür ist, dass eben keine Seele mehr in diesen Wesen drin ist, also keine Emotionen gelebt werden können, das ist kein Chakrensystem. Und dass der Plan, die DNA, die menschliche DNA zu mischen mit DNA von den Grauen und oder Alien-DNA, das ist eben, das steckt ja in diesem ganzen Programm hier. Und da gab es wohl eine, ich habe es den Menschen nicht verstanden, der diese Prophezeiung macht für das Jahr 2050. Da soll es nur noch künstliche Intelligenz geben. Und die wenigen Menschen, die dann noch leben sollen, die gibt es dann nur noch in Reservaten. Und was jetzt auch sie beschreibt, doch nochmal die Dr. Lee Merritt, ist, dass man am Menschen selber beobachten kann, also man wirklich am Menschen live beobachtet, die eine Impfung erhalten haben, dass über 60% dieses Spike-Proteins in den Zellkern gelangen und damit und dort Veränderungen in der DNA herbeiführen.
Okay. Dazu möchte ich aber sagen, wir wissen alle, dass man Fotos total, auch Videos total faken kann. Und also ich weiß nicht, ich würde nicht jedes Foto gleich als wahr hernehmen. Ich meine, es ist natürlich schon schlimm, wenn das sowas wäre, aber ich würde das nicht, ich würde das schon kritischer betrachten auch. Mhm. Okay, dann machen wir noch weiter.
And they're showing that it can be just like we have reverse transcriptase that puts viruses into our genome, this is acting like that. You can, in the right circumstances, it will be intercalated into your genome. And then the last thing a doctor just put out, and she went through this in grim detail, which I haven't had a chance to completely absorb yet. I mean, I've read it a couple times, but it's technical and complicated. But she's talking about gene deletion. Mm-hmm. Now, they, you know, there are these things, you know, like how your body reads the genome and creates proteins and things and these open frames and all these different complicated things. But what she's saying is that what they're, and she goes by the numbers and the various different things. She says that this, what they're calling variants are actually gene deletions.
Interesting.
And what they're doing with the PCR tests is testing to see how many, you know, so you, if you haven't been vaccinated, are the control group, and the vaccinated are the test group to see when they do these. And it's, that goes along with what they're saying about, by the way, these PCR tests. So what they're saying is they're looking at gene drop, they call it gene dropout. And they're saying, if you have one gene dropout, it's the B.1.17, I don't know what it is, then think Omicron. If you have two, think Delta. Okay, now, so what they're saying is they're testing to see how successful their gene deletion is. And the genes that they're deleting are intrinsic to your immune system.
Interesting.
Hast du es verstanden? Also was macht der PCR-Test?
Was sie gesagt hat, ist eben, es gibt eine Ärztin, die hat ein sehr technisch, also sehr hochwissenschaftliches, abstrakt zusammengefasst, wie sie das nennt, wie diese Impfung die Gene, unseren ganzen Genapparat beeinflusst und verändert. Und eine Sache zum Beispiel ist eben, es gibt verschiedene Varianten, die dann entstehen. Und die PCR-Tests sind dazu da, um zu gucken, wie erfolgreich sie waren mit ihrem ganzen genverändernden Programm. Und also es ist sehr erschreckend, ist alles dokumentiert, es ist alles bewiesen. Und da gibt es eben dann die Omikron-Variante und die Delta-Variante, je nachdem, wie die PCR-Tests auch ausfallen. Je nachdem, wie hat jetzt der eine Proband reagiert, hat der welche Veränderung, hat der welche Variante, hat der, wie hat der sich verändert. Also so, das nehmen die dort als, das ist eigentlich der Grund hinter all dem.
Now that goes along with what we saw at the ONS data in England. Mm-hmm. The ONS data says, if you're losing a certain percentage of your immune system every month,
right?
And what she's saying is you're going to lose 90% of the innate immune system, which if you don't get exposed to anything and you get plenty of sleep and you eat well, you might be able to keep yourself going for a while. But ultimately, that's what protects you against cancer, radiation, right. All the things, right. The toxic environment that we're in. You can't not, your DNA, it's like and I think she gave the example of pilots. Pilots go up into the airplane, and when you're at 30,000 feet, this happens to everybody, but they're professionals, so they do this all the time. It makes little damages to your DNA to be hit with the ionizing and not radiation up at 30,000 feet, more than what you get when it has to pass through more atmosphere down below, right? Sure. That we just know that's true.
Right. Right.
You have a DNA repair mechanism that takes care of that. And so for healthy people that do, take care of themselves, yeah. You're constantly repairing your DNA. But if they take care, if they have gene delete that system,
you're out of luck.
We're in real trouble. That's right.
That's what AIDS come from, acquired immunity deficiency.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
and it's not, AIDS is not, don't let them tell you this is a virus. It's not, even if viruses exist, it's not as simple as that, because it's a complicated thing. There are other, not everybody that gets AIDS has tested for the HIV mm-hmm. virus. And not everybody with the HIV virus develops AIDS. So they haven't proven that like they want you to think. But if you talk about it, oh, you're a crazy nutcase. Of course, we've proven that,
Right, right.
Also was sie auch sagt, was ja auch bewiesen ist mittlerweile, dass jeden Monat das Immunsystem nach unten fällt, also immer mehr und mehr geschwächt wird bei Geimpften, weil wir haben ein System in uns, was ständig unsere DNA wieder repariert. Aber mit dieser Impfung, was da enthalten ist, passiert es, dass dieses System gelöscht wird. Also die DNA kann sich nicht mehr selber reparieren, weshalb das Immunsystem monatlich nach unten fährt, es zu Nebenwirkungen kommt, zu Krankheiten kommt, je nachdem, wie man selber auch vorher schon aufgestellt war, körperlich.
Well, what you talked about Kurzweil. Okay, and the 2050, the unvaccinated will be in like concentration camps, detention camps. Well, here's Trudeau's latest thing. Government of Canada announces funding for COVID-safe isolation sites in the Yukon. These will be detention camps on a permanent basis. There's the article.
Yep.
Right there.
Yep. And that's what Australia already has.
Right. Right. Yeah. And our governor out here, Democratic
COVID
governor.
Safe voluntary isolation sites.
Right, right.
That's where I want to go. And be in a little, because they're not going to be well insulated. You're going to be in this little cabin, and it's the Yukon, people.
Right. I know it.
Of course, the Canadians are hardy. I mean, you see them up there. And when I was talking to Patrick King, I said, you guys, couldn't you have picked another time? I mean, it's 11 below zero, I understand, up there. And he says, we're in T-shirts. We're Canadians. We're in T-shirt. Good job.
That's funny. Well, our governor out here, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, who, by the way, hasn't been seen in a year and a half physically. All we do is get like emails from him, faxes. That's it. Anyway, we think he's in jail somewhere. But at any rate, whoever's running the government out here, and it's hard to say who, he's put into motion, he's already started constructing detention camps, permanent detention camps for people who do. His proposal is that He's going to have the police go from house to house, the whole state, at a point of a gun. He's going to try to get everybody vaxxed. And if you refuse, then you're going to one of these concentration camps.
Right.
There's already been some pushback on that. And for the
you think
and then the Seattle liberal crowd, it's hard to know where they are because they don't seem to really they don't seem to think clearly anymore. But the rest of the state, and we still have the Second Amendment here, people are very concerned about that. So I don't know. I think it's the same pattern all over the world, you know.
Also, die reden jetzt hier noch über einen Artikel, der erschienen ist in Kanada. Trudeau hat bekannt gegeben, dass Menschen sich in ein Isolationscamp begeben werden, die eben nicht geimpft wurden oder nicht geimpft sind oder sich dem entgegenstellen. Ähnliche Pläne hat man ja auch in Washington State, dort wo Ted zu Hause ist, dass die Menschen in Konzentrationslager kommen sollen, wenn sie sich nicht impfen lassen.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
And the other part of that pattern is cities versus rural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry, I don't think you're going to put a gun to people's head in rural, even Oregon, and force them into detention camps without a fight. So. Now, you might in the cities, though.
You might in cities.
All, because most of those people are vaccinated, maybe. We don't know. I don't really think
that's
we
true.
Have a number on what's going on here. And I will tell you that my army, confidant told me that it appears people's personalities change a little bit when they get vaccinated. Now, I haven't noticed that, but again, I'm not around a systematically vaccinated population. Most of the people I know are not vaccinated. And my patients that I see that are not with me that long. So I, you know what I'm saying? It's like, if I don't see somebody, it's kind of like people that think Biden is just the way he always was. Go back and look at the old pictures.
Yeah, right,
you know?
Right. Well, usually when you saw the old pictures of Biden, he had his hands on the breasts of a little girl or a young woman. That's what he liked. Now you don't see that.
Right.
It's so definitely a change.
So it can't be him, right? Yeah.
Can't be.
That's a good argument. I hadn't heard that one. But I mean, it is true that when you don't see people every day and you're not close to them all the time, it's easy to substitute somebody.
Yeah. Well,
people that are in Hollywood know that. That's how you deal with doubles.
Yeah. Look at Putin of Russia. Look at pictures from 2 years to present. With a guy before that, there's a different person there now. The old one's taken out.
I haven't really looked at him, but I'll go back and look at him. I kind of noticed he looked kind of younger, but I thought he was just doing great stuff.
Anti-aging.
Right.
Last year in March, psychics in France noticed the same thing about people and about people who've taken the jab. And they found out that as the soul leaves, you see what happens when a person gets vaxxed, Dr. Merritt, the DNA is permanently changed to the mRNA technology. And so now the soul is starts to leave the body because it's not the same person anymore. It goes back to creator.
That's what you had said.
And as it leaves a person's body, negative entities come in and people change from being service to others to service to self, and they get very nasty. They can get very nasty. So their personalities completely change. So it's true. People do change. And Pleiadian scientists told me about 6 months ago that their soul leaves in a Fibonacci ratio.
Do they tell you a solution? Because we really need to help these people. And for our own security, we don't want a world of psychopaths. What you're talking about is psychopathology taking over the body.
Exactly.
How can people be saved? I mean, will prayer do it? Do we have med beds coming? What's going to happen? Are we doomed?
Ivermectin can really help, believe it or not. Hydrochloroquine, which you've been advocating and which the Iowa board wants to stop you from doing that. Those things can help. Pine needle tea, there's a prayer. The vaccine is a death sentence only if you don't ask for help and you don't want to live. If you want to live and ask for help, you'll get it. And it can be reversed. Everything can be reversed. But you're going to have to get galactic help. And what I do is a simple prayer. You count down from 10 to 1. Say the number 10. I can send this to you. I have a sheet. Say the number 10 and breathe in and out. 9, breathe in all the way down to 1. Snap your fingers and say, from the God within me, if you're a man, or from the goddess within me, if you're a woman, I command the supreme creator and I command the supreme creation to heal me from the effects of the vax and I am now completely healed, and I know it to be true, and snapped her fingers. I've seen spontaneous people spontaneously healed from that, from that simple exercise, but they have to believe in it. If they don't believe in God, that's not going to help.
Mm-hmm. Wir haben es nochmal, Sie haben es nochmal angesprochen, dass es eben auffällig ist, dass Menschen sich verändern von der Person, von der Persönlichkeit her, nachdem sie geimpft wurden. Und das hat eben damit zu tun, dass sich der Körper aufgrund dieser mRNA so verändert, dass es eben nicht mehr derselbe Körper ist und die Seele nach und nach diesen Körper nun verlassen möchte. Und es geht auch schrittweise sozusagen. Und indem die Seele den Körper nach und nach verlässt, lässt sie Raum für andere Wesen, die wiederum in den Körper rein können, wie zum Beispiel nicht so lichtvolle Entitäten, dunkle Entitäten, was dann aus den Menschen eher egozentriger machen kann, Menschen, die weniger emotional sind oder empathisch sind. Und
ja, wollte nur sagen, in meinem eher engeren Umfeld gab es keine Persönlichkeitsveränderungen. Aber wir wissen ja auch, dass es vielleicht auch Placebo-Vaccines gibt.
Ja. Ja.
Also vielleicht haben sie einfach auch Glück gehabt.
Richtig, ja, wer weiß. Das stimmt. Wir werden sowieso alles, irgendwann werden wir mal alles wissen, aber momentan ist es noch so ein Abwarten und Schauen, also von meiner Perspektive aus. Genau, und was sie jetzt gefragt hat, noch nach einer Lösung, was ist die Lösung? Und die Lösung hat man auch schon öfters gebracht, ist eben zum Beispiel dieses, also ich spreche es immer wieder an CDL hier im deutschsprachigen Raum, Hydrochloroquin. Ich glaube, das ist das im Englischen übersetzt. Dann das Ivermectin, was aber nicht mehr erhältlich ist, und das Gebet, was Ted auch schon öfters angebracht hat, eben von 10 zu 1 rückwärts zählen und dann um Hilfe bittend. Die Impfung ist wohl wirklich dann nur tödlich, wenn man selber auch diesen Planeten oder wenn die Seele den Planeten verlassen will. Ansonsten ist dieser ganze Prozess wieder rückgängig, also kann man ihn rückgängig machen. Muss man aber auch wollen. Mhm.
The Galactics will help people, and they're helping children now, actually. So the prayer does work. And I've seen people, that's actually not from me, it's from the Hollow Earth that I got that. So that does really help people. So, and I agree with you.
That's why we're being attacked ultimately, is because unlike, you know, humans have a connectivity to God. It's in our genes. It's in our DNA. People, you know, it really is. It's how we resonate with the spiritual frequencies of God. And and this is, we're in a spiritual war. However you conceive that, we're in a spiritual war, and they really want to cut us off with the prime creator. Yeah, and from the prime creator.
That's true. Absolutely. Absolutely. They want to make a robotic species.
Right. And better serfs.
I got a message years ago. This was from Dolores Cannon, and she said some of the grays that you see here, the 4 foot tall grays, the big black eyes without any soul or anything, they're actually us from the future.
Of
people who took the jab, the vaccine, and they went off on another path, and eventually became a slave species to the reptilians. So that there's a real bifurcation happening right now between those people who want to just follow authority, hold on to the old ways of doing things, and they won't go into the new earth. You know, we've only got like 6 months left of 3D until August.
I don't know what's going on, but I can tell you that, in fact, I'm sure some of your listeners and things have watched these. There's a 5-hour film out there by Erewhon, I think is the name. And it's about the Tartarians, flat earth, the mud floods, etc. Lots of, you know, the energy system we had at one time. And, you know, I can't wrap my head completely around a flat earth, but no, whatever is the truth here. I'll tell you, there are just some things that they show about buildings. And I was trying to talk to my husband. Of course, everybody I try and talk about thinks you're just crazy to even worry about this. But it's such a big deal. And I'll tell you, I was telling another doctor friend of mine this, and I'll tell you this story, just that this really hit me, because when you can talk yourself out of a lot of things, like, oh yeah, Biden's just demented, and you know, you can talk yourself and say don't make a big deal about that, you're overthinking it. But there are just some things you run across and it's like a brick in the forehead, and you just say something is very, very wrong, and it's so big, the implications are so big, I can't live with it. And here's one for me, and it's crazy, maybe you can explain it to me. So years ago, I mean, I always say I think I'm my great uncle John reincarnated, only because he graduated from the Naval Academy in 1900 and sailed around with the Great White Fleet of Teddy Roosevelt. Now, I didn't know any of that when I was a child. OK, this is something I learned later in life. But I grew up in a landlocked state as a girl. Yeah. What 10-year-old girl in a landlocked state with no military relatives to her knowledge is fascinated, can't put down, has to watch every movie, everything on documentaries on TV about World War One Navy, specifically the Navy, World War One ships, the old ships, World War II. I read the Hornblower series. I mean, I read naval stuff, and from the time I was little, ended up taking a Navy scholarship to medical school. Again, not quite sure why, it just worked out that way. I went to apply other places, but it worked out that way.
Right.
And so along the way, I saw a lot of Navy history, pictures of ships and their hulls.
Sure.
And I was in King Hall in Newport, Rhode Island, going through officer indoctrination school when I was a medical student. And they had at that time they had pictures of historical pictures of all these ships way back in time. I mean, they were all there. I saw them all. I saw them with my own eyes. They were all gray hulls. Until we had to go back to the age of wooden ships, you know, in the Constitution time frame.
Sure, right.
They were gray metal hulls. And now what are we seeing? We're seeing these pictures of these ships that they claim have always been around. This is the history. They're called dazzle ships.
Right.
And they have these weird, like Picasso-like paintings, right.
Psychedelic,
on the hulls.
Yeah,
psychedelic almost.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They claim that they were made this way in World War One, World War Two, so that they couldn't easily be spotted by like submarine periscopes and telescopes and eyepieces and things. And I'm going,
don't believe it.
I never saw one of those in all my, you know, 60 years of looking at this stuff as a human being. Right. How can this possibly be? So what does this mean? Are we in some kind of alternative timeline? What's going on here, Ted?
Somebody's been messing with my timeline.
Explain this to me.
Absolutely.
Nice. Also was sie jetzt hier erzählt ist, also wir sind im spirituellen Krieg und was sie wollen ist einfach die Verbindung zu trennen zu unserem Göttlichen, zu unserer göttlichen Anbindung. Und wenn das passiert, dann sind wir eigentlich nur noch Roboter oder irgendwelche Hüllen ohne Leben. Auch das hat die Dolores kennen, der sie kennt, also wer sie kennt, sie hat ein paar wunderbare Bücher auch geschrieben, sie hat Hypnosetherapie gemacht. Sie hat Menschen sehr weit in Rückführung gebracht und sie hat schon oft auch angesprochen, dass wenn manche Graue, die da waren, sind Menschen aus der Zukunft gewesen, die geimpft wurden und die zurückgekommen sind auf diese Zeitlinie, um uns nun davor zu warnen vor dieser Impfung. Da hatten wir auch schon ein paar Mal drüber gesprochen. Und solche Phänomene, sind halt da und jetzt hat die Dr. Lee Merritt so ein Phänomen angesprochen. Sie hat sich schon von klein auf für Geschichte, Erster Weltkrieg, Zweiter Weltkrieg, insbesondere die Navy, sehr beschäftigt, die Schiffe, die damals unterwegs waren. Und sie hat aber irgendwann mal festgestellt oder war dann in irgendeinem Museum, wenn ich richtig verstanden habe, und da waren Schiffe aus verschiedensten Zeiten und zwar immer dasselbe Art von Schiff, grau, Metall und es ist so offensichtlich, dass hier irgendetwas nicht stimmt in der Geschichte, dass irgendetwas uns vermittelt wird, werden soll, was wir glauben sollen, was aber nicht passt. Also das hat sie jetzt hier nochmal angesprochen, versteht sie nicht so ganz, was das eigentlich soll und wie das sein kann, vor unseren Augen sozusagen.
Also weil jetzt Bilder gezeigt wurden mit Schiffen, die halt ganz bunt angemalt waren, deswegen. Und die hat sie aber, die gab es nie damals. Nach ihrem Beobachten.
Genau, richtig, richtig.
Und deswegen hat sie gefragt, ob es vielleicht eine andere Zeitlinie ist.
Ja, also was hier eigentlich gespielt wird, ist eine andere Zeitlinie, aber es ist eigentlich alles nur, ja, es ist keine Ahnung, was es ist, Betrug oder vielleicht wirklich eine andere Zeitlinie oder ja, wer weiß.
Oder es kennt sich jemand mit Adobe Photoshop gut aus.